Mac, go ahead.
I don't know whether you can hear me or not. I hope that you can. But I can't, no way to describe how deeply troubled I am over all this. I've been a member of Brown Trail now for about 23 years, I guess. And I've seen a lot of ups and downs. Probably nothing quite as critical as what has been displayed tonight. You know, and to all today and tonight, I've been thinking about one thing in particular, about what Christ said to the group of accusers of the woman that was taken in adultery. I wish I had a bag of stones here for each of you, each one of you, brethren, and for myself. We are all guilty. Believe me, we are. I have heard down through the years, and particularly during our times of trouble, the time when Charles Williams left, the time when Wendell Winkler left, the time when David Roper left, the time when certain elders left, certain deacons left. Everybody wants to get at each other's throat. Everybody wants to blame everybody else and to say the elders are at fault. It's always a good kicking dog to kick the elders. Always. I haven't met the first one of you even more, much less myself, who is perfect. If you are, I would like for you to stand up. If you can say truthfully before God and before all these men that you yourself could give it more heart, more effort, more time, more money, more guts, more willingness to stand up in the face of criticism than these very men. I want to see you stand up and not just raise your hand if you think that you could even compare with that. Now, I'm not saying they're perfect. And I've told these men, I go to them and I talk to them and I tell them, you're wrong. In my opinion, you're wrong. You're not standing up for the truth as you should. You need to discipline so-and-so for what they are doing. When you fail to do that, then you are showing your weakness and your fallacy and your failure before God to do your job. But I look in the mirror every day and I see all sorts of things that I myself do not do. There's people right over here in the hospital. I went to see one lady last night who is a member of this congregation. She's been over there 10 days with a broken leg. Do you know who's been to see her? Five people. You know who those five people are? Eddie Whitten and his wife, Ed Clark and his wife, and myself. Have you been? All right, now there may be another one or two. I won't say, but those I know. All right, I stand corrected. There's tersters. But those names I saw and I know. brethren, to me, you all are all standing up here ready to call for the resignation of all the elders and everything. Brethren, Brown Trail has been a stalwart for the truth in this community and in this area. And we don't, if anything, we don't need, it is in more instability. What we need is stability. We have had people leave by the droves simply because they will polarize themselves with a preacher, or they'll polarize themselves with an elder. Now you wait and see how many are going to leave as a result of these two elders leaving, and particularly Nelda. And I don't care what you think about any of the three individually. I'm telling you to observe what I said. And every time that that happens, every time, you get that degree of instability. It runs as a shockwave throughout the entire congregation, and people leave by the droves. And right now, it's getting where you could shoot a machine gun through portions of this pews and not hit a soul. Now, brethren, that isn't right. This is an area that is growing by leaps and bounds. It continues to grow. American Airlines and all these other companies are bringing them in by the thousands. And we keep going down. Now, what does that say about the kind of job we're doing? We cannot blame this on Richland Hills. We cannot blame this on Airport Freeway or North Davis or some other congregation. We have to blame this on ourselves and take the blame for it. Brethren, we've got the truth. We need to hold fast the truth. We need to stand together. We need to quit throwing stones at one another. Discipline. We've always stood for discipline at Brown Trail. And that is right. If somebody is guilty of fornication, or they're guilty of some other divorce and remarriage that is unscriptural, we're willing to discipline them. We should be willing to be a man and to stand up and take some discipline, if that is what it could be. If Eddie Whitten is in error, if he's wrong, if the eldership, if the membership feel that he's done wrong, the leaders of this congregation feel that he did wrong by taking this upon himself, he is subject to discipline. He is a man. He should be a man. Stand up and take it. But that doesn't mean he should quit. We don't need more people quitting. We don't need to call for all the eldership to resign. That is ridiculous and stupid. And I'll tell any of you, face to face, eyeball to eyeball, that is stupid. And you look in the mirror and see if you don't agree. And think about that very thing. Now, brethren, please, I'm begging of you, think of the school. Think of the truth and love. Think of the membership that is left here. We need to love each other more. We need to care for each other more. We need to quit throwing stones at one another. We need to protect each other more. These are the things that we need to do.
Right.
Just like Christ said to that lady, where are all your accusers? All right, neither do I accuse you. Go your way and don't send anymore. And that is exactly the way that we need to do ourselves. Quit looking at somebody else and quit pointing the fingers and start thinking about what am I doing to build up the Round Trail congregation? What am I doing to build up the Truth and Love? What am I doing to build up the cause of Christ in this community? What am I doing personally? Well, I'm paying my money to pay David to do it, or I'm paying them school. I'm putting money in the school, or I'm in this one or that one. No, brother, this is a personal thing. This is you and me. We are required to do the job. Nobody can teach others for us. We need to quit this. After 23 years, I cannot stand here and let y'all do any more of this, what you just did a while ago when you stood up. We don't need for the elders to resign. We need those that left to come back, if anything. We need some stability. And we need people to work together and to quit this. This is a bunch of garbage, and there's no other way to describe it. And I guess that's all I have to say. I didn't think I'd get up here and say that. Thanks a lot.